Okay, let's unpack this. We are looking at two very different sides of the digital world today, and we're going to try to smash them together.
We are. On one side, you've got ClassDojo.
Right. If you're a parent or you know a teacher, you know exactly what this is. It's the app with the little green monsters.
It is massive. I mean, we're talking about a platform used by over 45 million students and parents. It's basically the operating system for the modern classroom.
Yeah, it's how you know if your kid had a good day. It's how you see photos of the science fair. It's all about community.
It's built entirely around that concept.
Right. It's warm. It's fuzzy. It's safe. It's that window into their world that parents are, well, desperate for. But then we have our second source for today. And this one feels, well, it feels like the complete opposite.
It's cold, hard infrastructure. It really is.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Auto Content API. And the source material, it doesn't pull any punches. It calls itself an industrial engine for content creation.
An industrial engine.
Yeah. It's not an app you download, it's the machinery behind the scenes. And it's designed to solve a very specific, very large problem: content saturation.
So the mission for this deep dive is a bit of a thought experiment. We want to see what happens when you take that industrial engine and, plug it into the warm, fuzzy world of ClassDojo.
Because on the surface, they don't seem to mix.
Not at all. One is about personal connection, the other is all about automation.
It does seem like a contradiction, but if you look closer, ClassDojo has a hidden problem. They have absolutely solved distribution. They can get a message to a parent's phone in a millisecond, but the bottleneck is production.
Production. You mean actually making the stuff?
Exactly. Who writes the update? Who films the video? Who records the explanation of the math homework?
The teacher, who was already grading papers, managing 30 different personalities, and, trying to eat a sandwich in 4 minutes standing up.
Precisely. And that is where this idea of the automated enterprise comes in. We're going to explore how this API could fundamentally change the economics of how a school communicates.
Not by adding more work.
No, not at all. By changing the nature of the work entirely.
So let's dive into that production bottleneck, because I think every parent has felt this friction. You want to know what's happening in class. You crave that connection.
But you also know the teacher is swamped.
Right. So maybe you get a newsletter once a month or a quick typo-filled text on a Friday afternoon.
And let's be honest about the parent side of it, too. Even if the teacher manages to write a 3-page PDF newsletter, are you reading it?
Be honest. Probably not. I mean, I have the best intentions, but if it comes in at 5 p.m., I'm commuting or I'm wrestling with dinner, sitting down to read a text-heavy document that is high friction.
And this is where the Auto Content API introduces a concept called content transformation. I want to be really clear about this. It is not just generation.
Right.
It's not telling a chatbot, write me a poem about schools. It is taking an existing asset, something the teacher already created, and transforming it into a multimedia experience.
Okay, but multimedia experience sounds a bit, marketing heavy. Walk me through the actual workflow. How does this look on a Tuesday for Mr. Smith, the fourth grade teacher?
So imagine Mr. Smith finishes his day. He opens his laptop and types up his quick bullet points for the week, just the raw facts.
Okay.
We learned about photosynthesis today, math test on Friday, and please sign the field trip slip. He just drops that text into the system.
That's it, just the text.
Just the text. That is the, let's call it the OR. Now, the API acts as an orchestration layer. It's like an assembly line. First, it analyzes those points. Then it scripts a dialogue and then synthesizes voices, adds music, mixes it, and pushes it out.
So suddenly I'm not ignoring a text message. I'm getting a notification for the Grade 4 Update podcast.
Correct. And you listen to it on your drive home, that's low friction. But the assembly line doesn't stop there. The source talks about parallel production.
Meaning it's doing multiple things at once.
Exactly. While it's making that podcast, the API is also taking those same bullet points and generating a vertical video specifically for the ClassDojo Stories feed.
Wait, a video? But Mr. Smith didn't turn on his camera.
No camera needed. The source mentions using AI avatars. So this video could feature a friendly, animated character, maybe even a cartoon version of Mr. Smith, summarizing the week's big ideas in 60
I have
seconds.
to pause you there. An AI avatar, isn't that a little impersonal? If I'm a parent, do I want a cartoon telling me about my kid's test
It's a fair question, but you have to compare it to the alternative.
All right.
The alternative isn't a personalized video from Mr. Smith. The alternative is nothing.
Or a text message I didn't read.
Exactly. The avatar brings movement, it brings audio, it catches your eye. It creates what the source calls mental availability.
Mental availability.
Right. The classroom becomes a voice in your ear, a video on your feed. It occupies space in your mind in a way that plain text just cannot. And crucially, for the teacher, the effort was still the same.
Typing 3 bullet points.
That's it. That is the radical efficiency the source keeps highlighting. It's moving from linear production, one person makes one thing, to parallel production.
One input, many assets.
Exactly. And for Class Dojo, which is all about engagement, this is just rocket fuel.
Now, speaking of engagement, there is one area where Class Dojo is already a hero, and that's translation.
Oh, absolutely. It's a core feature.
I know parents who rely so heavily on that feature.
They boast that messages are automatically translated into more than 190 languages. It's a massive bridge for non-English speaking families.
Which is incredible. If I send a message in English, a parent sees it in Spanish or Vietnamese.
Mm.
But,
yeah.
And this goes back to our earlier point. It is still text.
It is still text.
Yeah.
And text lacks nuance. It lacks emotion. And for some parents, literacy might be a barrier even in their native language.
Right. Reading a formal update can be intimidating.
So how does the Auto Content API upgrade this? Because, you know, translation seems pretty solved.
Yeah, text translation is solved. But this is about what the source calls automated global expansion through audio. The API can ingest audio or text and resynthesize it into spoken audio in over 50 languages. Audio to audio translation.
Effectively, yes. So let's go back to that weekly class podcast we just made.
Okay.
The API can take that English audio, transcribe it, translate the text, and then generate a completely new audio track in Spanish, Hindi, Mandarin, you name it.
Wow. So I want to make sure I get this right. A school principal records one message about a snow day. And 5 minutes later, the Spanish-speaking families aren't just reading a robotic text translation.
No, they are hearing a natural-sounding audio update in Spanish.
Wow.
Exactly. And the source material emphasizes omnichannel ubiquity. It ensures that communication isn't just available in other languages, it's native to those languages.
Hearing a warm voice, not just decoding text.
Right. That builds a level of connection and trust that text simply cannot match.
That's a game changer for inclusivity. It's
yeah.
not just we translated this for you. It's we produced this for you.
It connects right back to that core Class Dojo mission, turning classrooms into communities. You can't have a deep community if 20% of the parents are just getting sterile text updates.
Speaking of warmth and connection, I want to talk about the leaders, the principals, the district superintendents. The source brought up a concept called the CEO paradox.
Yes, this is fascinating, and it applies so perfectly to school districts.
What is the paradox exactly?
The paradox is this. People, parents, teachers, voters, they want to hear from the leader. They want that personal connection. But the leader, the superintendent, has absolutely no time to sit in a studio and record a podcast.
Oh, I'm busy putting out fires, dealing with budgets, meeting with the board.
Right. So communication from that level usually defaults to the lowest common denominator, a cold email or a PDF attachment.
Ugh, the dreaded PDF attachment is where enthusiasm goes to die.
It really is. It's formal, it's legalistic, and it builds zero trust. But the Auto Content API offers a solution that might sound a little... well, a little sci-fi. Voice cloning.
Okay, hold on. Voice cloning. I feel like we need to pause there. Because if I'm a parent and I find out the heartfelt message I got from the superintendent was actually generated by a server farm, I might feel cheated.
That is the elephant in the room. And the source tackles it head on. They distinguish between robotic text-to-speech, that GPS voice we all hate, and high-fidelity cloning.
Okay.
The argument is that the value is in the information being delivered in a familiar tone, not the manual labor of recording it.
So it's about the utility of the voice, not the performance.
Exactly. And again, think about the alternative. The alternative isn't a real recording from a relaxed superintendent. The alternative is silence.
Or text from a secretary.
Right. So the choice is a synthetic voice update that sounds like the leader and actually gets listened to, or a real email that gets ignored.
Okay. I see the logic. Visibility versus invisibility. So practically, how does the workflow change?
The superintendent records their voice once, maybe 5 or 10 minutes of audio to train the model. That creates the digital voice profile.
Yeah.
From then on, their staff, the communications director, can just type out the updates. School is closed due to weather, or congratulations to the debate team. The API takes that text and generates the audio in the superintendent's specific voice.
So the superintendent could be in a meeting, but parents are receiving a personal audio update from them about lunch menu changes.
Exactly. It treats audio as a programmatic output. It allows for daily or weekly personal connection at scale. It makes the leadership feel present and accessible.
It lets them be in two places at once.
Which is really the only way to solve the paradox. You get the personal touch without the huge time investment.
And I want to pivot a bit here. Class Dojo isn't just about logistics and snow days. A huge part of their identity is big ideas.
Yes, social-emotional learning, SCL.
Right. Things like perseverance, mindfulness, empathy. These are big abstract concepts. And I know teachers love this stuff. But teaching grit to a room of 9-year-olds, that requires prep.
It does. And teachers often want to teach these things, but finding high-quality, age-appropriate content that takes time they just don't have.
Enter the deep research endpoint. I have to be the skeptic again. We've all seen AI just make things up. Mm-hmm. Hallucinations, right? Am I really going to trust an API to design a lesson plan on child psychology?
You should be skeptical. But the source specifically says this deep research endpoint is different. It uses agents to browse the live web, read reputable sources, and this is key synthesized findings with citations.
It creates structured data.
Meaning it's not just guessing the next word. It's pulling facts, organizing them, and referencing where they came from. It grounds the content in real sources to avoid hallucinations.
Okay, so walk me through a use case. I'm a teacher. My class is giving up too easily on math problems. I wanted to do a lesson on perseverance.
You would query the API, create a lesson plan about perseverance for fourth graders. The API performs deep research on psychological concepts of grit, maybe pulls stories about historical figures who failed before succeeding.
And what does it produce? Just a text summary.
No, it goes back to that content transformation. It could generate a lesson plan podcast for the kids, maybe a 5-minute story about Thomas Edison. But it also generates a study guide or a parent guide, so families are in the loop.
And I saw in the source it can even generate a quiz.
Yes. It automatically generates a quiz based on that specific research to check understanding. The source shows a sample output, Q126 score, so it's creating the assessment tool right alongside the content.
That is incredible. It's like having a research assistant and a curriculum designer sitting on your shoulder.
It empowers the teacher to tackle complex topics without needing to be an expert in child psychology themselves. The API bridges that knowledge gap.
Okay, let's shift gears to the less glamorous but equally important side of things, support. Class Dojo is big. It has a lot of buttons.
Support is where user experience lives or dies. If a parent can't figure out how to view a portfolio, they just stop using the app.
Right. Portfolios, Dojo Islands, Dojo Tutor. If I'm a new parent, that dashboard might look a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
And usually I have to go hunt for a FAQ page.
And nobody wants to read a FAQ page. It's static and boring. This is where the explainer videos capability comes in.
How does that work?
The API can crawl a website, in this case, Class Dojo's support pages, and automatically generate 60 to 90 second horizontal videos explaining exactly how to do things.
So it reads the text on the How to Use Dojo Tutor page and just spits out a video tutorial.
Complete with visuals, a voiceover, and pacing designed for clarity. And the source mentions a fascinating SEO benefit here.
Oh, right. Dwell time.
Yes. Embedding video on a page increases dwell time, how long a user stays on the site. The source claims it makes pages 53 times more likely to rank on Google.
But the real kicker here, and I want to dwell on this, is the cost. I looked at the numbers in the source, and I actually double-checked them because I thought it was a typo.
The economics are, well, they're disruptive. Traditionally, a high-quality explainer video costs between $3,000 and $10,000.
And the API.
Roughly 400 credits, which, on their business plan, that's about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $3,000. That's not just cheaper. That changes the fundamental logic of whether you even make a video or not.
Exactly. That is radical efficiency. At $3,000, you only make video for your most important features. At 4 euros, you make a video for everything. Every button, every update, every single nuance.
It effectively makes video disposable. In a good way. You can just make it, use it, and replace it when it's old.
Precisely. It shifts content from being a hero asset, something you spend months on, to being a utility. Like water from a tap. You just turn it on when you need it.
I want to touch on one last capability mentioned, newsjacking.
Yes. This is a marketing term, but it has a huge application in education.
Newsjacking. That sounds aggressive, like something a PR firm does. Why does a school principal need to newsjack?
It does sound aggressive, but flip it to the parent's perspective. Imagine you're doom-scrolling Twitter or Reddit at night. You see a terrifying headline about new math standards failing kids.
Okay, I've been that parent. You see the headline, you panic, and you wonder, is this happening at my kid's school?
Exactly. And usually what happens? Nothing. You sit with that anxiety for 2 weeks. In that vacuum of information, fear builds.
Because the school is silent.
Right. Newsjacking here is really about speed to reassurance. The API has real-time social intelligence. It monitors feeds from X and Reddit to detect these trends.
So the system sees that new math is trending.
It sees the trend, pulls the research using that deep research tool, and lets the school generate a parent guide, podcast, or video explaining what this means for their local school.
So within hours or even minutes, the school becomes the primary source of information. Here's what the viral math trend means for your third grader at Lincoln Elementary.
Exactly. It moves the school from being reactive, or worse, silent, to being proactive. It builds immense trust when the school is the one explaining the world to the parents.
It's using the speed of AI to combat the anxiety of the internet. That's a powerful spin.
It really is. It's about owning the narrative.
So let's wrap this up. We've looked at the massive community of ClassDojo and the industrial power of AutoContent API. What's the big takeaway for you?
For me, it's the synergy between community and hyperscalability. ClassDojo provides the platform. But AutoContent API provides the fuel to keep that community engaged without burning out the human beings running it.
It solves the resource gap.
It does. It changes the model from manual creation, where every video requires human hours, to automated transformation. The teacher provides the sparks, the idea, and the machine builds the fire.
It's exciting to think about, but it also leaves me with a provocative thought for you, the listener. If content creation becomes effectively free, if it costs cents per asset, where does this end?
Go on.
Are we moving toward a private podcast network for every single classroom?
Well,
or even for every single student?
That's the logical conclusion, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Imagine a world where every student has a personalized AI-generated audio tutor.
Mm.
It knows what they struggled with that day. It speaks in the voice of their favorite teacher and it guides them through their homework on the bus ride home.
Not a generic video, but a custom audio lesson just for them.
Yeah.
We aren't there yet, but with tools like this, that reality is much closer than we think. The technology is no longer the barrier. It's just a matter of implementation.
A personalized tutor in your pocket. That is a deep dive for another day. Thank you so much for exploring this with me.
Always a pleasure.
And to our listener, thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you on the next one.